those massage chairs. Matter of fact, after you've been out a while doing some things, stop in there and sit down in one of those chairs for a little while. It'll put you in a heavenly mood. All right, that's relaxing comfort at the Winter Park Village. All right, once again, we're here live. 407-774-8255 is the number. It is Good Friday. Once again, we hope that you'll respect the holiday. If you're not of Christ, if you are, of course, we know that you'll be appreciating the holiday and what it really means. Okay, Pierce Outlaw with me, Christopher Hart. There was another executive order. Pierce was just telling me that the president signed today.
Yes, sir. And basically what he has done is he has directed the Department of Treasury to go through the Dodd-Frank law line item by line item and to recommend squaring it up with the Financial Choice Act, which Representative Hensarling has proposed and has made its way through committee, actually. This is long overdue. All you need to do is look at the demise of the small community bank, the credit unions. The big banks have gotten bigger and powerful because of Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank was written by big banks for big banks, and the big banks have not cleaned up their behavior. The executive order stated specifically no more taxpayer bailouts. That was in the first paragraph of the executive order. Another thing that needs to happen is they need to loosen up the underwriting requirements and buyback requirements on mortgages. Our industry is in a precarious spot right now because the average age of a loan originator is 53 years old. And that's not going to be healthy for our industry in another 10 to 15 years. We need to replenish our ranks. The job is too restrictive. It's too hard to build a following right now for young people getting into the industry. And that's something that needs to be addressed. They just need to get their hands off of the financial industry's throat, basically.
And this is interesting because, as you said, he directed the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin to go through the bill line by line. And in essence, he gave him line item veto power, right?
That's right.
And this is the, if you want to call it, the blessing or the fault of the Democrats and those who wrote the bill. Because when they wrote the bill, even though it was in its original form, it was over 2,000 pages as well, wasn't it?
Yes, and that's just the bill. The sneaking part of that is that the bill created the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, also known as the CFPB. And the CFPB is, for let's be honest about it, it is a rogue agency. It does not answer to Congress. It does not answer to the executive branch. It answers to the Federal Reserve. It has been grossly politicized by the director, Richard Cordray, who is rumored to be your next governor of Ohio when Kasich's term limits in November of next year.
Right.
And it is unbelievably not friendly to business, either big business or small business, but especially small business.
Is Cordray still in there?
Yes, he is. And the point I was making is it's not just the 2,000 pages of the law. It's all the regulations
right.
that the CFPB has fostered on the banking and lending industries. Those regulations go so far beyond the 2,000 pages. They did a 2,000-page document dump on us just for mortgage servicing.
You see, that's the bad news. The good news is Mnuchin can direct Cordray or fire him and put somebody else in and say, all these regulations you wrote, I want you to go through them, and if you can't justify them, you got to throw them away.
That's right. There's a huge lawsuit going on right now, and it's in the federal courts between PHH Bank against the CFPB. And what happened was PHH got caught in undisclosed and illegal affiliated business arrangements. They were caught. The feds got them. It went to trial. They lost. They were given a $6 million fine, and they agreed to pay it, and they admitted the wrongdoing. The CFPB then stepped in after the federal judge had ruled in the case and said, we don't like the $6 million fine. Your fine's now $109 million. So PHH,
thank you very much.
Yeah, PHH turned around and sued the CFPB, and there was a ruling by the appeals court that reversed the $109 million fine back to the $6 million, and they went further to rule that the CFPB's director position, as it is currently written, is unconstitutional. So now the CFPB has sued back,
right?
And now the court is the full court's going to hear the case now for the unconstitutionality the big fine. Yes,
full Supreme Court.
No, the full federal appeals court.
Appeals court.
Yes,
and then it's going to go to the Supreme Court, no doubt. And one thing I want to. And by the way, the Democrats are going to be saying, oh, look, he gave in to the Goldman Sachs types. He's got all these Goldman Sachs people around him, and he's given in to Wall Street, and he's going back on his promise to drain the swamp and all that sort of thing. Let me tell you, it's these regulations that is the swamp, because it's the regulations that produce the quicksand that people walk into and they get sucked down in and the life of them sucked out. I mean, when you think of draining the swamp, you just can't see the swamp as the people in Washington, D.C. It's the stuff that the people in Washington, D.C. have produced.
That's right, Chris. And in our industry, it's especially bad because the CFPB funds itself totally by enforcement. So they're looking to fine us every step of the way.
They're looking to fine everybody.
That's right. And when they foster these regulations on us, they do not give us guidance.
No.
So basically, when we come back to the CFPB and we're like, please give us guidance, they say, don't do anything you're not prepared to defend in court.
Yeah.
So our entire industry operates out of a fear basis.
Right.
And so when you go to try to get a mortgage, that's why things are so bad, is because we're operating out of fear of being fined and sued. And if they would just let up on the regulations and give us guidance, things would be much more smoother, they'd be cheaper, and better for everybody. The economy would explode.
And that is the purpose of this executive order, to begin that process. All right? They can't, or at least aren't right now, going to out and out do away with Dodd-Frank. I'd assume they did that. But because of the way it was written, as you explained, it gives the new administration the ability to go in there and gut it.
Yeah, and particularly if Hensarling can get his bill passed, the CFPB, I don't know that it'll ever completely go away, but what they should do is make it a committee.
They can defang it, basically.
They can defang it and make it a committee of five people instead of one sole czar who's unaccountable.
Right. And I want to caution you, don't get caught up into the liberal media scripted storylines, even some conservatives saying Trump is flip-flopping, he's giving in to the bankers and this and that sort of thing. No, he is not. All they are trying to do is get you weaned off of him. In other words, get you away from him and not supporting him. It's not working so far, and it shouldn't. But I'm cautioning you, they're going to continue to do this. You have to see it more in terms of Trump is doing everything he can to deliver on his promise to make America great again, loosening up the restraining regulations on the economy, working to get better trade deals and make the world safer in the process. I think he's doing a whale of a job. That's why I call him Moby Dick. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. I hope you'll be with us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Delta is giving airport employees permission to offer passengers up to almost $10,000 in compensation to give up their seats on overbooked flights. Delta's move comes as United Airlines struggles to recover from images of a passenger's forced removal from a sold-out flight. North Korea's vice foreign minister is warning that his country is ready to launch a preemptive strike if the U.S. shows any signs of military aggression. Han Song-ryol told the Associated Press that President Trump's tweets are adding fuel to a vicious cycle of tensions in the Korean Peninsula. He did not rule out the possibility of a new nuclear test in the near future. A U.S. official says Washington is aligning all elements of national power to get North Korea to change behavior. No stocks today. It's Good Friday. More details at srnnews.com.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Hi, this is Roxy Astor from Glow, one of the Park Avenue Knockouts. When I'm not shopping or getting my nails done, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. These guys are the best when it comes to political professional wrestling. I'd step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
That might not be such a bad thing, even if she did win. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries Good Friday edition, and good Friday to you. We're here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and for you folks listening later on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, thank you very much for doing so. We really do appreciate that. All right, Christopher Hart here along with Pierce Outlaw. It is Friday. That means it's Patriot Home Funding Friday. And, of course, Pierce is one of the partners of Patriot Home Funding Friday. And he was just enlightening us about the Dodd-Frank situation. And, once again, it's Trump delivering on his promise to drain the swamp. Don't see it any other way. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. And we've got Roger on the line. Roger, how you doing? Happy Resurrection Day to you, my friend.
Yes, happy Good Friday and Resurrection Day weekend. That's it. Thank you so much, Christopher, for running with the new wording and changing the narrative, keeping all our Christian brothers and sisters focused on what it's all about.
You know, and the word's getting around because I was listening to Mike Gallagher's show this morning, and a fella called him in, and Gallagher usually says where they're calling from, you know, from Atlanta or Los Angeles. Or Orlando, and he didn't say that, so I don't know where the guy was from, and I didn't recognize his voice, but you know what he said? He said to Mike, first thing he said was, "Happy Resurrection Day, Mike."
Amen. Thank you. That's great. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Roger. Yours is also the voice to be reckoned with, brother.
Well, we hope all of us are something for the lives and leftists to be reckoned with, because we're here to squash them down, like you say, and take back our country. And we got our leader at the helm now, so that's what we're going to do. So just a quick blessings to everybody for this Good Friday, and even more blessings for our upcoming Resurrection Day. And thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, thank you, Roger. We appreciate that, my brother.
Hey, Roger, and do say a prayer, because one of the things that's underreported in the news media is there is a genocide in the Middle East and Africa against Christians. We need to pray and do everything we can to help our Christian brothers. They're under attack daily in the Middle East and North Africa.
Yes, our Christian brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
In Africa, the Middle East, everywhere. We're all under attack from the enemies of Satan, through this leftist government.
Yeah.
Getting that wording, too. We're Christians.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember those suffixes, like I mentioned before. Yep. Google the suffixes. I ends in math.
You got it.
Attached to a noun, so.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Roger. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed week and a blessed Resurrection Day.
Same to you. Same to you and same to everyone out there. And, you know, you're absolutely right about that, but I think we saw over the last week the Calvary is on the way.
Right? Yes, it is.
And speaking of that, yesterday, the bomb, the big bad bomb that was dropped, the so-called mother of all bombs, over there in Afghanistan, the general today, General Nicholson, gave a press conference, and they revealed the tunnel network. They had put landmines, they had caves. I mean, it was quite the elaborate operation, and the bomb did what it was supposed to do. And that is, and according to what I was able to find out about the bomb, is that the bomb was pretty much developed for this purpose alone, almost. It is a bomb that has no shrapnel in it other than the encasing, shell that holds it's basically just full of high explosives. And the purpose of the bomb is not to, by means of shrapnel, rip things apart. It is the concussion of the bomb and what that concussion causes. That is what they're after, the damage, the particular type of damage that they're wanting to be done. And it works best if it's used in like a valley where the concussion can be trapped in a way. And it is detonated at 6 feet off the ground. You know how fast that thing's coming down? And for it to detonate at 6 feet off the ground. And yet that's what it does, and that's because at that height it's the most effective in the concussion damage. And so it was the ideal situation. At least 3 dozen, they were hoping maybe hundreds, but at least 3 dozen Islamic State fighters were killed, and the weapons and everything they had in there, all the ammunitions, all destroyed, useless now. Zero collateral damage, no civilians. But he also revealed something. I don't know if anybody else caught it, but he said that this was part of an ongoing offensive operation that we're conducting in that province. I think it's the Angar province, I think it is. But anyway, that eastern province, and the province over there is like a state, more or less, or a large county. And it is part of an offensive operation that we're conducting. This is new, I mean, in the sense that we weren't doing this for years under the Obama administration. Remember, we were winding down, we were backing off on engaging the enemy directly, and pretty much just protecting our own over there and our installations and trying to keep a lid on things.
Which got even more Americans killed.
And allowed the Islamic State to begin to come in. They didn't start building these tunnels on January the 20th. I'll guarantee you that, right? As a matter of fact, the intelligence discovered this tunnel network last year, evidently, at some time late last year. Such that the Obama administration actually began considering using this weapon. Well, of course, you know, he would never pull the trigger. Obviously, he didn't. And so they let the tunnel network continue to grow. Now, I guess at some point, you know, you want to let them get as involved as they can in it, because you know you're going to bring hell down on their heads. But nonetheless, this action was an offensive action, saying that Trump is not doing anything different than what he promised. He promised to bomb the hell out of ISIS. He didn't say where. The implication was wherever they are, right?
And the strike was not micromanaged either.
No.
There, Trump did not specifically authorize this bomb to go to that target. He authorized them to get them.
Yeah, and by the way, it was Anbar province. Anbar province. Thank you, Nostradamus. This is another thing. He gave the military the authority to decide. He gave General Nicholson the authority, the ability, the freedom, whatever you want to call it. I call it letting the man do his job. Do it, right? I mean, you don't hire a plumber and then when he gets over to your house, you tell him what to do and how to do it. If you do, he's likely to leave or charge you twice as much, right? I mean, you hire him because he's the expert. And you say, okay, what do you need? Usually it's the money. But nonetheless, you get out of the way. The best thing to do is just get out of the way so that they have freedom of movement to do the job as efficiently and as quickly as possible as they're capable of doing. And we know our military is capable of doing the job.
Can you imagine what a morale boost this is?
Can you just imagine what a morale boost this is?
Have we heard from Colonel McKnight since the strike?
No, we were hoping he'd come over Tuesday, but he got trapped over there because of all the forest fires. They couldn't leave. Basically, they're sort of their neighborhood. They're ecstatic. They're ecstatic because, you know, people who don't know what they're doing are no longer telling them what to do. You can't imagine how much of a relief that is, you know, unless you've been in that predicament at some point. And of course, this is a life or death situation, like you said. When people who don't know what they're doing tell the military who do how to conduct military operations, it only ends up in more people being killed. Our people, and usually the enemy as well. Because our military is so efficient that they can get the job done with the minimum of killing of the enemy. Because if you go in with overwhelming force and demonstrate that you're going to use it, then that anybody that opposes you will be killed, most people aren't going to oppose you. They're going to give up. They're going to say, "Whoa, okay, misunderstanding. I love you," right?
Yeah, and less collateral damage, too, to civilians.
Exactly. Just look what happened in both Gulf Wars, both wars in Iraq. I mean, we couldn't round them up fast enough in the first Persian Gulf War, you remember? After all the bombing, they just came up out of the desert out of nowhere with their hands up in the air. And it essentially happened the same thing when we went into Iraq. So it's when politicians get in the way, they make things worse. That is one of the perverse rules of politics. And that's why having a guy like Donald Trump in there, who's not a politician, not going to act like a politician, and that's going to make both sides mad at one point or another. But you just got to understand that, and we've been saying this all along, he's a man out for results. And that's why we elected him. We want results, like what you were talking about with the executive order today in the Treasury Department. Deliver on the results that make it easier to give mortgages to people who deserve them and can afford them, right? That's the whole bottom line. And to do that in every sector of the government. All right. So once again, a good Friday to you. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. I hope you'll be with us, the American Adversaries. And once again, check us out on Facebook. Got brand new stuff up every day on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And also, don't forget to scroll down to the Orlando survey. And go to that survey and vote for the favorite talk show, The American Adversaries. We'd appreciate that. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I guess you got to be up there a little bit in years to recognize this, right? Wild Wild West. You had, Jim West and Artemis Gordon, right? The Secret Service agents, if you remember, they were Secret Service agents traveling around on the train, solving crimes and doing good all over the place. You know, some of the best episodes, too, were when they were up against Dr. Loveless. You remember Dr. Loveless?
Yes.
The actor that played him, of course, the little person, the midget who played him, was a famous actor. I can't remember his name right now. But they just made great, villain, good guy, villain stuff. Anyway, Secret Service agents. Well, two Secret Service agents got fired, the White House announced today. They were on duty and evidently responsible to stop people from climbing the fence and hanging around the White House grounds for half an hour or so. If you remember, it was a couple of weekends ago, a guy got in and was in the White House grounds for 17 minutes before he was caught. He didn't make it into the White House like that one fella did back when Obama was president, but he was close to it, and evidently close to the personal quarters entrance, I guess. But they did get fired, and it's pretty unprecedented. You usually don't hear about that sort of thing, once again, talk about a morale booster. I got to think that for people who are real conscientious and really believe in what they're doing, even at the Secret Service today, this has got to be a morale booster. Obviously, maybe there was a little fear of God put in them too.
And a wake-up call for the rest.
But I tell you what, if you're looking for responsibility and people being, if they're going to work for the government, they're going to be expected to do their jobs just like everybody else. And that's the way it should be. I don't want to see anybody get fired or anything, but hey, I mean, these guys are highly trained and they're paid well, and they go through rigorous, even psychological tests and barrages and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, if they can't perform, I mean, it's pretty crucial what they do. I mean, they're not out there fighting Dr. Loveless.
Yeah, right? And that lack of performance was directly tied to a lack of motivation. period.
Indeed. And, you know, the morale at the Secret Service and the shenanigans has gone on for a long time. Started under Bush. President George W. Bush went on all during the Obama administration. I mean, not every day, but, you know, they had their bad days. The prostitutes and the lost equipment and all that, the people getting in the White House grounds. This is not supposed to happen. That's why they're hired. That's why they're there. So that things like that do not happen. And up until this, the only person that got held responsible was the person at the top, which is so, all right. Yeah, that you might want to start there, but you can't stop there, obviously. And so this White House is approaching things rather differently. And by the way, the Secret Service is now under the Department of Homeland Security, if I'm not mistaken. And a lot of people thought that was a mistake. And that was done under the Bush administration, George W. Bush administration, when they created Department of Homeland. Remember, that was an agency created out of the 9/11 attacks, the aftermath.
Hugely controversial. Still is.
It still is. The FISA court, all that. Now, the FISA court was around, but the Patriot Act, which became a big focus of the FISA court, was created simultaneously with the Department of Homeland Security. And, you know, they every so often have to update or at least reauthorize the Patriot Act, which allows great latitude in surveillance, which we're going to get to another story involving that here in a minute. But back to these Secret Service agents, a lot of people thought it was a big mistake to take the Secret Service and a number of other agencies and put them under the directive of the purview of the Department of Homeland Security. Everything was working fine when they were under the Treasury Department. Remember, they were in the Treasury, and as well as ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They as well have been under the Department of Homeland Security. And the difference, I believe, is that the Treasury is a more, how should I say, intimate cabinet office. In other words, there aren't tens of thousands of Treasury officials.
Well, it's older and it's more established, better run, more professional.
And not over at the Department of Homeland Security. It's exactly the opposite. Not to say that they're not doing their job, but it's a huge now agency encompassing all these other agencies that were put under their umbrella. And it was disruptive. And I think this is a byproduct of that. And but it is what it is now. But those who work at the Secret Service, they need to develop, redevelop the culture over there and rededicate themselves. And I guess maybe this will cause them to do that. We'll see. Speaking of the FISA court and the privacy and all of that, Congressman Peter King has come out yesterday and today and talked. I guess he has seen some of what the Obama administration was doing. And it kind of reminded me of Evelyn Farkas. You remember Evelyn Farkas?
How could I forget?
The former assistant to the Secretary of Defense under the Obama administration, the one who shut off her big mouth on MSNBC one morning.
And also in a foreign country.
And also, that's right, it was in Poland at a security conference. Where she talked about how she was advising Obama administration officials to get as much information together as they could on the incoming Trump administration with the fear that the Trump administration was going to hide the information or make it, you know, impossible for people to get the information. And, of course, the information had to do with surveillance that was supposedly only of foreign individuals and incidentally picked up Americans that they then went and quote-unquote unmasked so that they could find out who they were. But I believe, as Rand Paul has put it, in fact, they were listening to the foreign individuals, yeah, to see what they were up to, but also to see who they were talking to on the American side so that they could then justify surveilling the Americans under the guise that you're following through on surveilling the foreign agents, right? You follow me?
And as we've learned, purely for political purposes.
Purely for political purposes. And they didn't restrict themselves, as Peter King has revealed, to simply those phone conversations. In fact, they used the leeway that wild goose chase gave them to look into the personal lives of these individuals. And as Peter King characterized it, what he has seen is it looked like Susan Rice and her cadre of hounds were putting together what he characterized would be like a private investigator's report of someone getting a divorce, where you wanted to know was your spouse sleeping around? What were they doing with all their time? You wanted to know everything about them.
Yeah, we call that opposition research.
Yeah, definitely. And, of course, this information was going to be used one way or the other to hurt either Donald Trump or Republicans by proxy. And by the way, once again, as I've said before, what we've seen so far is what they were doing to Trump. And if you think that they were only doing this to Trump, I've got a whole box of rocks to sell you, right? And they'll go cheap, $1,000 each. Yeah, I find them on the road. I mean, I guarantee you, it's going to come out that they were doing this to other individuals as well. And I believe this is already beginning to seep out, that they're finding that maybe even members of Congress were, quote-unquote, unmasked. And whenever they say unmasked, what they mean is they are simply revealing the name of the person that they already have the surveillance data of. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, when they say unmasked, it doesn't mean that at that point they ran out to find out what they could find out about them. It means that they already had what they wanted to find out. They simply needed to put a name and a face to it. In other words, they already knew that American 10023 was doing XYZ. They already knew that.
Yes, and I can guarantee you this went back to Mitt Romney. And anybody that doesn't think the other 18 Republican candidates for president in the spring of 2016 weren't surveilled are nuts.
You know, you can go all the way back to the Clinton administration. Remember all those FBI files showing up in that bar bouncers? You remember the bar bouncer who was part of the security detail for the Clinton White
File
House?
Gate.
That doofus, right? And somehow all these FBI files show up in his possession, just dropped in out of the blue one day. They just showed up.
Yeah, that was one of Hillary's first scandals.
Exactly. And it's the same thing. They were looking for information that they could, Hillary put it? Weaponize. They were weaponizing information before anybody else knew what it was. And now she's talking about information being weaponized against poor old Hillary. Well, I guess that's, what you call karma. You know, how does the song go? Everything you do comes back to you.
It's like my mama used to say, you point one finger, it's three pointing back at you.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break. It is a hard break. When we come back, we'll start hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. And we're going to tell you about My Friend Kayla. Maybe you've heard of My Friend Kayla. Maybe you have a My Friend Kayla. And poor little Lois. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries, please.
From the Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Break.
Let's go see the elephant! Well, I'm a road.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries, hour number two of the Prime Time Drive Time Show. Coming to you live right now on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And later on a delayed basis on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, rednationrising.us. Thank you so very, very much for listening. 407-774-8255 is the number. Pierce Outlaw, it's Patriot Home Funding Friday. Pierce Outlaw of Patriot Home Funding in the studio with us. I am Christopher Hart, the philosopher, political mad scientist. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. We're the only ones in the building right now.
Yeah, somebody got locked out earlier, too.
Yeah, that's right. It is a good Friday and a good Friday to you. And, of course, this is to start off the Resurrection Day weekend. And we certainly hope that you are starting it off right. If you're listening to us, I kind of think you are. All right, we do very much appreciate that, though, and God bless you. And once again, as we were saying earlier, don't forget the reason for this great celebration this weekend. We were all given new life. And if you have not accepted Christ, I would encourage you to do so. All right, North Koreans are asking journalists to gather about for some quote-unquote great event that is going to occur this weekend. And, of course, the speculation is hot and heavy that it will be another nuclear test. Mike Pence is on his way to South Korea, if not already there. And the carrier group, the Carl Vinson carrier group, should be pretty close by now, certainly close enough to launch an airstrike. And we have a couple of destroyers with cruise missiles of their own in the region. The administration has been making its own noise over the last couple of days that they are prepared for a conventional weapon preemptive strike to thwart Kim Jong-un, I should say. His father was Kim Il. Kim Jong-un to thwart his nuclear ambitions. Meanwhile, the Chinese have spoken up and issued a couple warnings of their own, have they not, Pierce?
Yes, they have. They were just showing on the Fox Crawl where the Chinese have released a statement demanding that North Korea take, let's say, that they
thwart their ambitions.
Admit culpability. That's what I was trying to say. Admit right. culpability for their aggression, and they have threatened them with their oil exports.
In other words, they are threatening North Korea to cut off their supply of oil. In other words, North Korea doesn't produce their own oil. They get it from China. And China probably gets it from us or somebody else, although they are ramping up their own oil production. This is on top of President Xi calling Trump three nights ago now, telling Trump that China is willing to work with the United States to put the clamps on the nuclear program in North Korea to stop it. And then we found out that a Chinese general had written in high in the ranks. And what I mean is the hierarchy, not just rank, but also high in the hierarchy, wrote an editorial in a military journal warning North Korea to back off. China was even willing to take aggressive action of their own. So this is a major, if there's any flip-flopping or turnabouts going, it's being done by the Chinese and others. It ain't being done by Trump. Trump is delivering. Oh, but he's not going to put them on the list of currency manipulators. Let me tell you something. If that's all it took to get them to change their attitude on North Korea, glory hallelujah. I'll get down and kiss his feet. I mean, so we're not going to put them on the list of currency manipulators. So what? If they're going to help us defeat the nuclear ambitions of a lunatic in North Korea, bring it on, baby. That's no flip-flop.
You think the South Koreans and Japanese aren't happy about this?
They're going to be dancing a jig when he finishes the business. Because let me tell you something. I don't know what's going to happen over the weekend. I don't know if the North Koreans, because they haven't said that they're going to test a nuclear weapon. They've just said they're going to have a great event. Well, who knows what that could be? They could concoct anything. Maybe it's a missile launch.
He could be getting a new hairdo.
Could be. And the bottom line is, though, this weekend is this ain't the end of this. This is the beginning of Trump doing something about North Korea. And it's going to be up to North Korea to determine how they want to go about it. It's kind of like the Democrats admitted before the Neil Gorsuch final showdown and vote that they realized they were going to lose. They just had to decide how they wanted to lose. Were they going to lose rather quietly? In other words, don't do the filibuster. Or were they going to go ahead and do the filibuster and cause the Republicans to do the quote-unquote nuclear option? And they decided to go that route. But they were deciding how they were going to go down, right? Kim Jong-il is now being put in the position of where he's going to have to decide how he's going to go down. Is he going to go down quietly? In other words, give up his nuclear program, stay in power, be quiet, be meek for a change, and then maybe get real help for his people and his economy? Does he even care about that? Or is he going to fight? Is he going to go down with a fight? But he's going to go down. There's no doubt in my mind that this clown is going down.
No, with the Chinese and the Americans on the same page, that's fait accompli
now.
It
is. It is. The only reason that we didn't end it in the Korean War is because when we had the North Koreans beat, the Chinese flooded in. If they just stay out of it, we'll handle it. Just stay out of it. Now, if y'all want to help, that's great. And Trump has said it, too. He has literally said, if you remember the last few weeks, the Chinese want to help us, that's fine, but we're going to end that situation over there, one way or the other. And it's happening.
And the Chinese are helping, which leads me to believe there was a deal cut at Mar-a-Lago.
Let's just say an understanding was achieved. Here's what happened. Trump laid it out. I mean, he basically just said, this is the way it is. You know, we're both great nations. You have great history. We have great history. He let Xi tell him. Trump is so smart because he lets people tell him. Yeah, he's a listener. People like listeners. They don't like talkers a lot. Believe me, I know. But he listens, and he lets Xi tell him. He sort of let Xi spill his guts to him and tell him his problems, right? And then he says, well, okay, here's how we're going to deal with it. Okay, we can help you. We can be great friends. We can be the best of friends. But here's what we have to do to achieve that. And so he tells Xi. And then he launches the missile attack. And while they're having that beautiful chocolate cake, tells him he did. And so Xi goes back to China. And he sits down and he talks with all his key people, right? What happened a couple of days later? Trump gets a phone call. We're on board. We're ready to help. Something happened at Mar-a-Lago. You're right about that. Something doggone sure happened. Rick is on the line. Thank you for holding, Rick. We appreciate you calling this evening, and a good Friday to you.
And a blessed Holy Week, Resurrection Week to you.
Absolutely. Amen.
One of the things that this use of the Moab is telling me is that finally, the rules of engagement have changed.
Yep.
No longer will our service people be over in Afghanistan having to worry about asking somebody, do you mind if I shoot you because you look like you might be a combatant or facing charges if they do anything wrong?
Right.
The rules of engagement, you know, our military is trained to kill people and break things. And they have been handcuffed, hogtied, and intimidated to the point to where they don't know what to do.
You're right.
And that's from top down, too, Rick.
And we are going to see the world's finest military demonstrate what they are capable of.
Yep. You know, under the old rules of engagement, before we could drop that bomb or do anything to those tunnels, we would have had to have received fire from them. In other words, somebody would have been shooting at us from them before we could do anything about them.
Well, there was
changed.
There was a special forces guy killed in that valley.
Yeah.
A few days before.
Right.
Isn't that probable cause?
Well,
not under the last administration.
No, not under the last, but you're right. The rules of engagement have changed.
And we need to put the fear into them, and we haven't done it for the last 8 years.
Yep. We're doing it now, though, aren't we, brother?
You got that right. God bless you.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you very, very much, Rick. We really do appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And he's right, and this is what we were talking about. The rules of engagement changed. The whole attitude in the military has changed. And guess what? That's going to change the attitude on the other side as well. What you want to bet they were taught? What do you think the Islamic State was talking about last night, right? They were talking about the mother of all bombs ruining their plans, the stuff they've been working on for months, if not years, gone. Boom, just like that. And not only that, but to know that the Americans are after you. That's not a pleasant feeling to go to sleep with at night, I guarantee you. So their whole world has been rattled and changed, too. And their morale is changing also, but in a different direction.
They see commitment from us.
And they don't want that. They have been counting on that not happening. They have been seduced by Barack Obama to think that Americans were all like him. Let me just tell you, if any of you are out there listening, Obama is the aberration, okay? He's not the rule. He's the aberration. He's the exception to the rule. What you're seeing now, that's America. That's what we do. All right. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. And I got to tell you about my friend Kayla and poor little Lois. You're going to be heartbroken in both cases, I guarantee it. Well, maybe not. But we'll be back. You'll see.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise, starting at $799 per person. Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise, starting as low as $499 per person. Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Sometimes the way to prevent escalation is actually to act decisively.
This is Trump HQ.
We targeted a military base that we believed was the source of the strike.
I think the president acted as commander-in-chief fully within his constitutional power.
The United States has acted so decisively.
I think it ends the week on a good note with the confirmation of Justice Gorsuch later on today and a show of resolve that we're going to take measured but firm action against an international war criminal.
We're your answer for whatever happens next. Insight, analysis, and the latest breaking news. Here,
this is Trump HQ.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
All right, thank you for listening to the American Adversaries. We do very, very much appreciate that, and a good Friday to you. and a happy Resurrection Day and Resurrection Week and Resurrection Weekend. All right, and happy Passover to our Jewish listeners and friends, brothers and sisters. We got a couple of DVDs I want to give away to somebody here tonight. We're sort of in a given mood. We usually are around here. But anyway, we got a couple more of these Monumental and 180 DVDs. Monumental is a great patriotic story. It'll make you feel so great about being American and being a part of the American experience. It's by Kirk Cameron. He's the producer of it, and he really does a fine job. Monumental, In Search of America's National Treasure, and 180. And this is a DVD. It's only 33 minutes long, but it's about, six or seven people who go from being pro-choice to being pro-life, make that 180-degree turn. Fascinating viewing. For the first two callers at 407-774-8255, we have a copy of each DVD for both of you, and we'll throw in a Larry Elder mug or two. That's 407-774-8255 for Monumental and 180. Okay. You've heard me talking about my friend Kayla. Do you have a my friend Kayla?
Can't say it, I do.
Maybe you would have to have been in Germany recently to have a my friend Kayla. My friend Kayla is a doll, a little doll, about 18 inches tall, traditional doll, wears a little dress, sort of a pixie hairdo or whatever. I don't know. I get mixed up on that sort of thing. But it's a cute little doll, and it's a toy that had been sold in Germany until the Federal Network Agency began to look into, literally, my friend Kayla. And when they looked inside a my friend Kayla doll, do you know what they found? You don't know what they found, obviously. They found that my friend Kayla was a listening and surveillance device. That my friend Kayla could be activated to spy on whoever Kayla was friend to. And so the German Federal Network Agency in Berlin issued a directive to parents all over Germany to find their child's, or maybe their own, my friend Kayla's, and destroy them under penalty if they did not. And they even, as part of the directive, issued recommendations as to how to destroy your my friend Kayla, or my friend Kayla's, whatever the case may be. And they recommended using a hammer and smashing it to pieces. I'm not kidding. This is in the Wall Street Journal, right? And by the way, if somehow you are discovered with a my friend Kayla and did not destroy it, you are subject to a 25,000 euro fine and up to 2 years in prison. You think that's bad? This is just the latest, evidently, over there. They've been finding video games and even smoke detectors that have been rigged by the manufacturer to be activated to spy on people in their homes. That, presumably, to develop market analysis.
Yeah, sure. Ask Cheryl Atkinson how that works.
So, if you have somehow gotten your hands on a my friend Kayla, be very careful what you do in front of her. It brings back those episodes of the Twilight Zone. You remember that guy, the doll would talk to him, right? The doll saw everything he did. Oh, my Lord. This is life imitating art, I guess you could say. And then there's poor, poor Lois. Poor, poor Lois Lerner. She wants a judge to have a deposition, evidently, that she's scheduled to give sealed so that nobody can see what she has to say. And, the Democrats thought that they had this buried, right? This whole IRS, Lois Lerner, she just one of the players. The thing was, the IRS was being used to go after conservative organizations and keep them from doing what they were lawfully had the right to do, and could very well have affected the 2012 election, because that's when this was going on hot and heavy. You remember all those right to vote and patriotic this and America that organizations,
sure,
that were all being, you know, held up and ignored, and they couldn't get their tax status straightened out and all this stuff.
And it wasn't just
audited
them. It was all of the individuals who were scared to donate, who were intimidated by the annex of the IRS.
Exactly. Everybody's intimidated by the IRS. And by the way, you have until the 18th to file your form, because the 15th is on a weekend. They give you till Monday, but Monday is a holiday in Washington, D.C., and Boston, by the way, when they're going to do the marathon, Patriots Day, they call it. So you have until Tuesday midnight to get that in. But don't wait till midnight, because the airport post office, I don't think it stays open till midnight anymore. You know, it used to be 24 hours, 7 days a week down there.
Yeah, and stay off of Montgomery over here, too, because there'll be a line at the Altamont post office.
Yeah.
I have seen it.
Yeah. But anyway, you got until the 18th. But the bottom line is, yeah, the IRS was being used against Americans. And they want us to think that they wouldn't use the surveillance capabilities of the United States against a political foe when they're willing to use the IRS against regular Americans. I mean, who are really no threat to them other than the fact that they are patriotic and conservative. So poor Lois Lerner is back in the limelight. And I don't recommend that you smash her with a hammer like my friend Kayla, but she is going to get hammered, I hope, in the legal process and in the figuratively speaking. Of course, we'll keep an eye on that. In Georgia, the race for the congressional seat up there is way lopsided. You sent me some great information on that.
Boy, the fundraising is unbelievable.
For Tom Price's old seat.
Yeah. John Ossoff, who is a congressional aide, he's a carpetbagger, and 30 years old, Democrat, running for that seat, has raised, as of 2 days ago, $8.3 million for a special election, with 95% of those donations coming from not only outside the 6th congressional district, but outside the state of Georgia. They've got money coming in all over, from all over the world. The biggest source of funds was the Daily Kos.
Wow.
Over $1 million.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about that some more. And the Killer Bee is going to join us live from the Hive. And I hope you will, too, on AM660TheAnswer.com or your smart device. Or go to the American Adversaries website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Hit the Listen Live button. You're listening to the American Adversaries on Patriot Home Funding Friday, coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studio. Relax, folks. We got this thing. We're Titans of Talk Radio.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Afghanistan officials say the attack on a tunnel complex in eastern Afghanistan, with the largest non-nuclear weapon ever used in combat by the U.S. military, has left 36 Islamic State group fighters dead. There were no civilian casualties, according to the Ministry of Defense statement, which also said several ISIS caves and ammunition caches were destroyed. Hakim Khan, 50, a resident of Achin District, where the attack took place, welcomed the attack on the militants, saying, "I want 100 times more bombings on this group." The White House won't make public the logs of visitors to the White House complex, breaking with the practice of President Trump's predecessor. Senior White House officials cited privacy and national security concerns for the decision, which they say is in line with what previous administrations have done. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com.
Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
This is Trump HQ.
My fellow Americans, it's an exciting time for our country. Our new administration has so much change underway, change that is going to strengthen our union and improve so many people's lives. The duty of judges, therefore, is not to rewrite the laws, but to uphold the laws and to apply the Constitution as written. And this is what Judge Gorsuch will do.
Stay here for the latest on the Gorsuch confirmation. Trump HQ. Here, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL, AM 660, and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
And you certainly don't want old Donald Trump teaching you any lessons, because he'll maybe use a mega ordnance.
The Moab
bomb.
Drop the Moab on your head.
Pardon me. Excuse me. All right. You are listening to the American Adversaries. We are live, and Bo is on the line. Bo, how you doing tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Thanks.
Well, there's no jet flying over me tonight. I just want to say, first of all, Chris, I really do appreciate the way you and your team are covering this coming holiday for our country. Secondly, I'd like to tell you something I never said before. I put over 24 and a half years in the military in time and grade. And I really am so, I thank the Lord that we have the man we have right now in the presidency, because it makes me happy and feel much safer. My fellow veterans who are out there now, a lot younger than me, but I thank them, and I thank the Lord, and I really do appreciate how you guys recognize this holiday. And that's all I got to say, and I really enjoy your show, and I wanted to tell you, before I had my second glass of wine, here on the porch, watching the sunset, listen to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Bo. We really do appreciate that. That's very humbling to hear you say that. And once again, thank you for putting your life on the line for our Constitution, our country, and all of us.
And, Bo, I'm toasting you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much, but I'm toasting you guys tonight.
All right.
Well, good night, and God bless you.
And the same to you, Bo. We really do appreciate that. Yeah, you can't tell you how much we do. And I know the military is joyful tonight. I've got a nephew in the Army, and I know he's happy because they are professionals at what they do, and they want to do what they are trained to do, and right. They have been held back, and now they're not being held back.
Well, I've been in combat zone my time, and that's no bull, and everything I tell you, I can always back it up. If they're tracking my phone call tonight, more power to them. I'll be glad to show it to them.
Amen, brother. That's it. Listen to me. You might learn something. That's what I say. Listen to me. You might learn something. God bless you, brother.
I am learning something. Believe me, one of my professors in the military once said, reading is a wonderful thing when everyone failed the first test. You guys have a great night. God bless you, all of you.
And God bless you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
And same to you. Happy Resurrection Day and a good Friday to you and a good night. Thank you. Thank you so much,
Bo. Ditto, my man.
All right. Thank you. All right. We got the greatest listeners, I tell you what. All right. And Joe is on the line. Joe, thank you for calling this evening. We appreciate you being out there and a good Friday to you, too.
Hey, yeah, I know you guys are not mainstream media, which is a good thing. Alternative media page to talk about the people who built the tunnels that were just bombed, that Moab thing was just dropped on.
Yeah.
The tunnels were actually built by the CIA.
Is that right? When we were over there helping to... I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised because the CIA was over there working closely with the Afghani population that was pro-West and we're doing everything that we could to help them, giving them suitcases full of money. So I'm not at all surprised, but if we built it, it was every bit our right to bring it back down again, I guess.
Yeah, and I read where some of the tunnels were... old gemstone mines that ISIS had gone in and taken over.
Yeah. So I appreciate that, Joe. Thanks for the heads up on that. The bottom line is they're not there anymore, though. That Moab brought those tunnels down.
Tunnels to tombs.
Once again, it was the concussion of the bomb that caused the collapse of those things. Exactly. From tunnels to tombs. That's a good way to put it. All right. We're here and we're live until 7 o'clock. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you're listening to us now at 7 o'clock, you can listen to Larry Elder. He does a great job as well. Love listening to his show. And great sense of humor. You know the guys that got the great senses of humor because they never take themselves too seriously, right? I mean, they're always poking fun at somebody, even themselves. And Larry Elder does that quite often. Is this thing on? Is this mic on? I love it when he says that. All right, so...
great follow on Twitter, too.
Absolutely, he is. And great, great talent, right, on this network. We really do appreciate being here, and we appreciate being on Red Nation Rising Radio Network as well. It's a great honor to be have you folks as our listeners. And don't forget, please, to go to our Facebook page, American Adversaries. Speaking of liking us and stuff, go to our Facebook page, American Adversaries, and scroll down and find the Best of Orlando survey. That's Best of Orlando survey. And find then the talk radio category. And please write our name in there. And Pierce, as you like to say,
vote early, vote often.
And you can do that in this survey. And the survey goes on for a couple more weeks, but don't waste time. Please go there. And while you're on our Facebook page, check it out. And leave some comments, and we'll read it. We read them all. Believe me, we really do appreciate all the participation that our listeners and our readers show.
And this will be the only time you ever hear a conservative say, "Get all your dead relatives to vote."
That's right. They can all vote. Yeah, there you go. And often as well. Okay, 407, like I said, 407-774-8255 is the number. It is Resurrection Weekend, and the resurrection of Christ, of course, is what it's all about. It's what Christianity is all about, and it's life anew, and that's what Christianity is all about. And it's not just a one-time thing either. This is the beauty of Christianity. Christ, God understands we're sinners. I mean, that's the whole purpose, but that means that we're going to sometimes, even as believers in Christ, we're still going to sin. We're still going to fall. Because we're human beings, we're subject to doing that sort of thing, but we can always renew our relationship with God through Christ, and it's a fresh life. What do they call it? Born again. Remember that phrase?
Every single day.
And that the whole point of the born again means it's renewed life. You are giving renewed life, And for people who are really down, that's what they really need, is they need that chance for renewal, the chance for redemption, the second chance, third chance.
Yes, God gives us the path, the ability, and the motivation.
Right.
Every single day.
Exactly. And this weekend is key to all that, because it's through this weekend and through the resurrection, the death and the resurrection of Christ, that makes all of that work. It makes all that happen. Without that, it wouldn't be. So as painful as it is for us, for instance, to look at Christ on the cross, it's a blessing, and we all know that. So once again, please remember that as the weekend goes along. It's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Central Florida.
The degree of his sacrifice pales in the degree of his love. Always remember that.
Amen. Amen. Okay, and it's Friday, so it is time for the Killer Bee himself, live from the Hive, back at home in the Hive, I think. Bee Brian Blair. Brian, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Chris. How you guys doing? Here's what's happening.
Bee Brian Blair on the line. It's good to hear from you, buddy.
Hey. Good to hear you guys.
What'd you think about the Trumpster dumping that big old bomb on the Islamic State yesterday?
The mother of all bombs, the Moab.
What you want to bet some wrestler is going to come up with a finishing move that he calls the Moab, right?
I'll bet you that happens.
I would love to do it. But that was, I think, the most significant thing. There are two significant things about this. First, Trump himself yesterday said that he had given the authorization already to the military to do this. They didn't need his approval. That was huge right there. The second thing was the general, Nicholson, who called for the use of the weapon today, said it was part of an offensive weapon to go after the bad guys. Both big, huge things, don't you think?
Absolutely, because for 8 years, Obama was just placating and vacillating about
everything,
what to do and trying to dance around the issues, when now they realize that we got a new sheriff in town, and Donald Trump doesn't play games. I mean, he is a real man of confidence and a man of his word. He's at least tried to do everything that he said he would do. There's been roadblocks and some hurdles in the way, but of course the president's number one job is to keep the nation safe. And you go back to the Reagan eras, and a strong offense or strength in our military means more peace in the world, because people are less likely to step on your toes.
Exactly. When they think you're going to whale the tar out of them, they're a lot less likely to mess with you, right?
A safe nation is a confident nation, and a confident nation achieves greatness.
Amen. That's it. And, I just would like to see, what exactly the bomb did. As far as casualties, as far as damage to ISIS.
Well, it's in the interview, the general said they know they killed at least 36. They were hoping to kill a couple of hundred, but they know they killed at least 36. They destroyed the tunnel network. They destroyed the arms, the arsenal, and the supplies that they had in there as well. They rendered that whole area useless. And it was a vast network of tunnels, some of which we now know may have been actually built with the assistance of the CIA back when they were in there fighting the Taliban. But what the Moab did, and it's designed just for that purpose, is it caused such a huge concussion, is that it just basically collapsed the earth in that whole area.
Wow. Can you imagine those ISIS people that saw that that are actually still living?
Yeah, I can just can you imagine, like, you're in a unit of ISIS and you're on your way to the tunnel network, right? You've been called up to the front lines and you're hiking across the mountains, and all of a sudden you hear this big boom and you see the smoke coming up. Let me just say, I think it would put a damper on your enthusiasm.
It was the first time any of them asked if they saw the earth move, and it wasn't a goat.
Yeah, and you know, my concern now, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm kind of torn between the two, that Russia and China both have military now in the area.
Right. Well, I think Trump is dealing with both of those situations. I mean, Tillerson was in Russia and actually had a conference, like 2 hours with Putin over there, and I think they had a meeting of the minds. I don't mean they came to any agreement, but what I mean is they aired their laundry, so to speak. And on the Chinese, it sure looks like President Xi is all of a sudden a big fan of Donald Trump's. They're even warning North Korea themselves that they will take action if North Korea continues with their nuclear testing.
And imposing economic sanctions through trade.
Yeah, by withholding oil and not buying coal from North Korea.
Right. And, you know, if they did a nuclear test this weekend, what do you guys think would happen?
Well, Mike Pence, if he's not already in South Korea, he's on his way. And I could have swore when I saw them showing it on Fox, I could have swore I saw Linda McMahon with him. I don't know, maybe I was just dreaming. But Mike Pence is over in South Korea to confer with them and presumably either tell them or ask them if Trump wants to take action, if it's okay with them. But certainly there is a lot of saber rattling going on, as they say. But Trump has made it very clear that he is not going to be shy about flexing America's muscle around the world. I think over the last week he's been pretty adamant about that. Anyway, we'll take a break. Let's take a break. When we come back, Brian, we'll get your thoughts when we come back, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, B. Brian Blair coming to us live from the Hive. Special treat every Friday night right here on the American Adversaries. We'll be right back. I hope you'll be with us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us. And that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces or arches or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Tonight I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria.
Syria crosses the line.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons.
The president says no more.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
Your answer for what's next is here. Keep it here for updates twice an hour with reaction and analysis from our talk show hosts and their guests that know. Trump HQ is FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
Welcome back to the show on a good Friday. Good Friday to you and happy Resurrection Weekend. You're listening to the American Adversaries. Once again, we're live. 407-774-8255 is the number. Pierce Outlaw, Patriot Home Funding, is in the studio with me, Christopher Hart. B. Brian Blair is on the line with us right now. Brian, you were going to say some thoughts about Korea again?
Well, you know, it's very concerning to see Russia and China both there. Knowing what a lunatic that we're dealing with,
yeah.
Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator,
yeah,
it's just it's kind of a mixed bag for me. It makes me wonder. I have mixed feelings on what's going on.
Certainly, and Trump is not. You know, he's not making his plans or his options known. He's keeping them close to his, playing his cards close to his chest. But I think with Mike Pence over there and that carrier group off the coast, and this guy, you know, claiming that there, or at least the thinking is that there's going to be a nuclear test this weekend, I don't know. We may not have to wait long to begin to find out what the plan is. But certainly, I think that Trump has got the military in the position where they are able to do what they do best, and he's letting them do that. And once again, I think that's a huge step in the right direction over the last administration, for sure.
Yeah, Brian, I also think that the Chinese have gone to school on the Russians with the whole Syria thing, and how the Russians, first with their actions on the ground in Syria and then at the UN, have really isolated themselves, and the Chinese have taken note of that.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that I'm at least hoping that they understand what a radical person is heading up North Korea, and that should that happen, that we've already warned them. And if we do take action, my only thought is, are they really on our side? Are they there to make sure that the action that's taken shuts this guy up, or are they there and somebody's playing double agent?
Right. Well, of course, I like the, it just takes me back to the Reagan saying, which he borrowed from the Russians, and that is trust but verify. You know, at some point we have to work with them, but still maintain the knowledge in the back of our minds of what you just said, and that is that they could be playing us for the fool, and we have to be very careful that doesn't happen. But at some point we gotta invite them to the dance, and we gotta dance with them. And but it can be a tricky thing. But you're absolutely right to point out that we should be cautious.
Yeah, and I can't help but think that there was a meeting of the minds at Mar-a-Lago where the president and the Chinese came to the agreement that we can mutually advance each other's interest and there can be mutual profit. China's future is not standing with North Korea. China's future is doing business with us.
That's correct. And that's the thing that gives me more hope that they would be
you know, on our side and not protecting somebody that can give them absolutely nothing, because they're starving their people to death just to build up their military. And here we have major, major trade with both countries.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the leverage. We just haven't used it before. Now we are. And I think the world is beginning to come to terms with the fact that President Trump is the president. He's not going anywhere. And that he does business in a different way, which, in fact, actually could work to their advantage, though, if they want to play along, for lack of a better phrase.
America first in the world.
Yeah. Last thoughts, Brian?
Last thoughts are that if North Korea launches that test, nuclear
test,
that they will absolutely feel the sting.
They're going to feel the sting from the Trumpster. All right. Hey, thanks, Brian. God bless you, and have a great weekend.
God bless you guys. Happy Passover to my Jewish friends and to all my Christian friends. Have a wonderful Easter, and together we'll rise above all this evil.
You said it. You said it. Thanks, Brian. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
Amen.
All right. That's B. Brian Blair coming to us live from the Hive. All right. We're just about out of time, but Eddie is on the line, so I want to give him a little bit of it. Eddie, thank you for calling this evening. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. What a great show. Thank you, guys. And what a great time for Passover and Easter for all our Judeo-Christian friends and people that believe in who Jesus is and the coming Messiah.
Amen to that, brother. I couldn't have said any better.
You know, I'd like, you know, talk about Sting with Brian Blair. I'd like to get in the ring with him. You know what would happen if I got in the ring with him? It'd be two hits, pal. Two hits.
Two hits.
Yep, him hitting me and me hitting the floor.
Be a great spot.
Amen to that, brother. He's a great guy, though. You're going to have dinner with us next time he's over. I'll make sure you know about it. Eddie,
well,
God bless you.
Hey, buddy. But hey, one thing in closing?
Yeah, real quick.
Hey, you know what it is? Here's the difference. We look at, you know, the Judeo-Christian and the Muslims, and I reach out to our Muslim friends. See, our God died for us, where the Muslims are hoping they're trying to die for their God and work hard. So the old adage of do more, try harder, whether you're a Christian or a Muslim, doesn't work. We have a God that has redeemed us, and that's why we have a Savior that died on the cross to pay for our sins.
Boy, that's beautiful.
Amen.
You just said it. Thank you, Eddie. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Bye,
all right. Good night. We won't be here Sunday night for obvious reasons, but we will be back Monday with the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Once again, happy Resurrection Weekend. Good Friday to you. Happy Passover. And once again, we've been coming to you from Relax and Comfort Studio on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Night, everybody.
Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In the wake of the United Airlines overbooking fiasco, which caused the ejection of a passenger from one of its United Express flights at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, airport police in New York say they won't take part in overbooking enforcement.
If an airline wants to get you off the plane after you've boarded at one of New York City's three airports, they'll have to do it without the help of the police. A few days after Chicago airport security was seen dragging an unwilling passenger off a flight on a now infamous video, Port Authority Police Superintendent Michael Fedorko sent out a memo to be read at roll call. It says in part that if an airline calls for help in physically removing a passenger from an aircraft, it's to be told that this is not a law enforcement matter and the PA police force won't help. The Port Authority runs Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia airports. Warren Levinson, New York.
The IRS is giving you a couple of extra days to finish your taxes. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has that story.
The usual deadline is April 15th, but since that day falls on a Saturday this year, the deadline has been extended. Normally, the deadline would be pushed back to a Monday, but Monday this year is Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., and it is a holiday. So the deadline has been extended to Tuesday, not just in D.C., but in all of the states that usually have an April 15th deadline. A handful of states have even later deadlines. Taxpayers can request a six-month extension, but there is no extension for paying your taxes. If you owe money, it's still due on Tuesday. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
It's called maximum pressure and engagement, and it's the new Trump administration North Korean strategy, and the policy itself represents continuity. The administration's emphasis, the officials say, will be on increasing pressure on Pyongyang with the help of China, North Korea's dominant trade and military partner. The officials weren't authorized to speak publicly on the results of the policy review and requested anonymity. More at townhall.com.
Do you need a new roof? There's a professional roofer in town that takes you and your home seriously. The company is Total Roof Services.
Hi, I'm Eric Jackson, owner of Total Roof Services. Ever since my partner Jose Morales and I met at church several years ago and founded Total Roof Services, we've made it our mission to serve our community. You're going to love your roof, I guarantee it. Visit us at TotalRoofServices.com.
Or call Total Roof Services at 407-258-1455. 407-258-1455. State license CCC 1330329.
Blue Book Cars in Sanford has been the place where the people of Central Florida can go to find a clean, dependable pre-owned car without breaking the bank. Owner Steve Lash reflects on the success that Blue Book Cars has had in serving the people of Central Florida.